Blog Talk Radio.
Year of LeBron James,
That is how you close out a game. LeBron James goes 1 for 4, 2 points in the fourth quarter, 17 for the game, had a triple-double, and I texted this to my cousin a few minutes ago, right before the show, probably one of the most meaningless triple-doubles in playoff history. One of the most meaningless triple-doubles in playoff history. 17-10-10. Yes, he played a nice floor game. Defensively, again, Sean Marion had a good game. Jason Terry, nobody can stop him. LeBron James just did not impact the basketball game. He had an opportunity. Okay, Dwayne Wade was playing with a bad hip, barely could move, and he showed more guts and more heart than a healthy LeBron James. Dwayne Wade almost won the game for him. He couldn't do it by himself. I should say Dwayne Wade and the rest of the supporting cast. I mean, Bosh, you got 19 out of Bosh, 19 and 10 out of him. You got a great game out of Thomas. Mike Miller hits big shots. Even old-ass Juwan Howard came off the bench with 6 points. A regular, typical LeBron James performance, regular season, Miami probably wins this game, despite Dallas' shooting. Remember, Dallas was shooting 60% through three quarters, and it was a 5-point game after three quarters. It was a 3-point game after halftime. And they just showed his fourth quarter stats. He's averaging 2.2 points a game in the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals. 2.2. The most points he scored in the fourth quarter of any of these games is 5. It's not good enough. It's not good enough at all. I mean, J.J. Barea had more points than LeBron James in the fourth quarter. Jason Kidd had more points than LeBron James in the fourth quarter. Not even going to mention Dirk. Of course he had more points than LeBron James in the fourth quarter. And if I'm Dwayne Wade right now, I'm saying to myself, why are you here right now? Why are you here? I carried the team to a championship once with an older Shaquille O'Neal. That was fine. I got to carry the team to a championship again with a bad hit when I'm playing at probably 50%. I mean, what must you be thinking right now if you're Dwayne Wade? 17 points. You know, he comes on there, and I talked about it. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, catch me at cinchcast.com. I had a little pregame, little eight or nine-minute pregame show. You know, he comes out here with the Twitter, biggest game of my life, now or never, and all this, you know, stuff that means nothing. That's not going to impact the game. We're wanting to send himself a message for whatever that means. And he goes out there with a performance like that. Yeah, he had a pulse. Okay, good for him. LeBron James had a pulse. He was engaged in this game. But you know what? That's not good enough. This guy has all-time great talent. He's the most physically gifted player in the league. And right now, up to this point, he has been an average, I would say borderline mediocre player. He's been an average player. Statistically, he's an average. Considering his talent level compared to how he's playing, he's been mediocre. That's all there is to it. I don't want to hear anything about that triple-double. That triple-double means zilch in my eyes because it did not impact the game. Anybody who's watched NBA basketball, and I've been watching NBA basketball for 25, 26 years, the game is won in the fourth quarter. 95% of NBA games are won in the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter, he has been awful. He had 3 or 4 chances to make huge shots, wide open threes, jump shots that he could not convert on. Just getting started here on this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. NBA Finals Game 5 is complete. Dallas, one win away from their first World Championship as they take out the Heat, 112-103, put on an absolute shooting display. As always, the number is 347-215-6180, 347-215-6180. To my blog talk audience, you can hit me up at you can hit me up on the chat line as well. I'll answer any questions, have any comments that you may have. Follow me at twitter.com/WilliamGerald or at facebook.com/TheRealQuinn. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this latest edition of the NBA Finals post-game, Game 5, Dallas 112, Miami 103. Dallas uses a ends the game on a 17-4 run to beat the Heat after falling behind 99-95. And again, at 99-95, of course you don't think the game is over. There was plenty of time left in the game, but the building was dead at that point. Dallas's defense was awful. They were giving up layups after layup. Their offensively, they were starting to get late in the shot clock. They had trouble, they were starting to have trouble getting the ball to Dirk in his sweet spots. So, and, Wade hits the big three. Miami has the momentum. And you're thinking, like, uh-oh, if you're a Dallas fan, they're going to let this one slip away and blow a golden opportunity to win this game. But it was not meant to be, as Jason Terry came in and sealed the deal. And that is the turning point of the game. Jason Terry re-enters the game at 99-95 after he was taken out when the game was 96-95. Re-enters the game following the Dwayne Wade three-point shot, comes in and engineers a 13-1 run. He was basically responsible for 13. He was basically responsible for all 13 of those points. He scores 9 points during that run. Assist on the Jason Kidd 3-point shot. Then assist on Dirk Nowitzki's dunk. So really, he was responsible for 14 of their next 17 points. Again, you can't close a game any better than how he closed the game. You can't. I mean, making every big shot, every big play offensively, and that was definitely the turning point of the game. Close second definitely had to be Jason Kidd's three-point shot. That was a big-time three out of Jason Kidd. He was wide open, calmly at 102-100, receiving a pass from Jason Kidd, calmly knocked down the three-point shot to the goal to make it 105-100. But when Jason Terry re-entered that game at 99-95, he completely just took over the game and led Dallas to victory. And, his points and the plays he made were huge because, you give Miami some credit for defensively. Defensively from the standpoint of they were able to take Dirk Nowitzki out of it a little bit down the stretch those last two or three minutes with making his catches very tough. Give Haslam a lot of credit. They would not let him catch the ball in anywhere, not alone, let alone in sweet spots, but they wouldn't let him catch the ball anywhere whatsoever. So, Jason Terry, Jason Terry scoring and making the plays that he made were that much more important. just a complete team effort out of Dallas, though. I mean, Curry and Nowitzki, you know, Jason Kidd with the 13 points. You know, J.J. Barea, 17. Tyson Chandler, 13 points. Marion had it going early, you know, early on. So just, I mean, a complete team effort. They did. They shoot the absolute lights out. 56% for three quarters was shooting 60%. And again, this was your biggest fear if you were a Miami fan coming into this game. I mean, being tied 2-2 with Dallas having not had a great shooting game, they were due. I mean, they were due, you know. All it took, you know, was for them to shoot the lights out and for Dwayne Wade to come down a little bit. And it took an injury to bring him down, as he, you know, he had 22 points, but again, playing very limited. I mean, he was nowhere near as explosive as we've seen him throughout the course of the series. I thought he was done, to be honest with you, when he did not start the second half. They had Mike Miller, and Miller made some big 3-point shots in that third quarter as well. I thought Wade was done. He comes back and again shows more heart and more guts than LeBron James has probably ever shown in his entire career. Let's be honest about it. But it was not enough as Dallas wins 112-103, and they will head back to Miami with a three games to two lead in the best of seven. When we return, we will have the player or players of the game that's coming up on this latest edition of the Cyril Quick Review NBA postgame, NBA Finals postgame edition. 347-215-6180 is your call number. 347-215-6180 is your call number.7 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the NBA Finals postgame, game five in the books. Dallas just one win away, amazingly, just one win away from their first world championship. Think about this. Dallas, okay, they lose game one, and they're down 15 in the fourth quarter of game two. Think about that. Since that particular point in time, they have not only went toe-to-toe with Miami, but they've simply outplayed Miami, and particularly down the stretch, since being down 15 in that fourth quarter of game two. I mean, think about how far they've come from that point on. They are a resilient team. I mean, that's all there is to it. They are an absolutely resilient team, as resilient of a team as you've seen in recent memory, to be honest with you. They got one Hall of Famer on that team. Well, two, but listen, Jason Kidd, we love Jason Kidd. He had a good game, 13 points, 6 assists, hit the big shot, but he's at the end of the rope. They have one star on that team. One. 347-215-6180 is your call number. 347-215-6180 is your call number here on this latest edition of the Cyril Quick Review NBA Finals post game. Player of the game, I had to split this in half. I mean, clearly, easily we could give it to Dirk. He had the most points, but I have to go Jason Terry and J.J. Barea. And it would be easy to take Jason Terry, considering what he did in the fourth quarter. But remember, J.J. Barea was an absolute monster in the first throughout the course of this game. This was the J.J. Barea that we saw rip the Lakers up to shreds in that four-game sweep back in the conference semifinals. He had 17 points and hit some huge three-point shots. Every time it seemed like Miami would make a run or be ready to seemingly try to take the lead or get closer, he would make a three that would keep him at bay, push the lead from 2-5, from 4-7, something from 6-9, something to that extent. So he made timely shots, was great from the start of the game, to the finish, and really had no answer for him over the course of the game. And of course, Jason Terry, without question, is the co-player of the game. We've gone over the big fourth quarter he had, the big game he had, had the biggest shot of the game, had the two daggers mixed in with the Jason Kidd three-point shot. Biggest shot of the game at 100-97 to tie the game at 100. And, of course, he finished the Heat off at 105-101 with that three-point shot. With the shot clock running down, 108-102, make it 108-101. Also hit a three early in the game, much earlier in the game with the shot clock running down that, again, and a game like this was decided when these games are as close as they are, can't take away the importance of hitting shots, especially three-point shots with the shot clock going down. He just made big shot after big shot, finished the game as well as you could possibly finish a game. And he and J.J. Barea, to me, were the absolute difference in this basketball game. 347-215-6180, 347-215-6180. When we return, we're going to wrap up the program, look ahead to game six, a couple of final thoughts as we look ahead to game six of this best of seven series, 21 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be right back. Last edition of the Cyril Quinn Review, NBA Finals post-game edition, Game 5 in the books, 112-103. Dallas takes it and now leads the series 3-2 in the best of seven. They will try to, of course, wrap up the series in game six, on Sunday, Game 6 at Miami. Now, listen, you think about it, this series is where from a, home court standpoint, the series is where it's supposed to be at. Now, with both teams winning once on each other's home floor, Dallas having the extra home game, they're up 3-2. And certainly we've seen teams win championships being down 3-2. Just saw it last year with the Celtics and Lakers. Houston did it to the Knicks back in 94. Lakers did it to Detroit back in 88 on their way to a repeat. So, listen, Miami out of it? No, not by any stretch of imagination. But again, to me, the resiliency of this Dallas team, it just seems like they're not going to be denied. It really does. It seems like they're not going to be denied. Miami, early in the series, had a chance to apply a knockout blow. One game of one love in the series, 15-point lead, fourth quarter. They had a chance. I mean, if Dallas wins this series, that was the turning point of the series, without question. Dallas does not win this series down 2-0 heading to Dallas. There's no way. Again, they expected in a close game. all these games have been close. This one was decided by 9 points, but it was much closer than that. As you know, Miami went cold late. Dallas hit some free throws and kind of extended the lead, made some big threes. But all these games have been decided in the last 2 minutes. And I don't see game six being any different. You know, we're going to see if Dwayne Wade can bounce back physically. Just the extra day off. You know, they'll have Friday and Saturday, Sunday evening game. So, good thing for them they're not playing on Saturday. So he should be better off come game six on Sunday. And he's going to have to be. Dwayne Wade is going to have to win this series almost, not single-handedly, but he's going to have to just be dominant. Because it's become evident that LeBron James is just, we're looking for that monumental virtuoso performance. It's not going to come. If it hasn't happened through the first five games of the series, I don't know if it's ever going to happen in this particular series. I mean, I thought James would bounce back, play relatively well in this series. I didn't think he would have a classic, 35-point, 10-rebound, 8-assist type game. No, I did. I didn't think he had that type of game, but I thought that he would bounce back, play. I thought he would have a much bigger role than what he's played so far, and that was not a case. That was not the case. James had one of the most least impactful triple-doubles that you'll ever see. That's all there is to it. 17-point game. Had the opportunity to seize the moment. Dwayne Wade went to the locker room twice. Dwayne Wade went to the locker room. And James could not seize the moment, take advantage of the opportunity, and put the team on his back and make a difference. He settled on being a facilitator. Yeah, he made some nice plays with some passes to Mike Miller and Chalmers and Haslam. But you know what? You get paid $15 million, $14 million a year to put the biscuit in the basket. You get paid to have on a night like that to score 25 to 30, 30 to 35 points. That's all there is to it. Let's not make Dallas defense out to be the 89 Pistons. They have a very good defensive team. They're not a great defensive team. There's nobody on that floor that can physically stand up, that can physically match up with LeBron James, that can guard him. Nobody. I think at this point it is a mental block with LeBron James. I think that he is completely psyched out. Anytime you have to go to Twitter and try to pump yourself up, this is the NBA Finals. You need to send yourself messages. Let me call. And boy, how was Greg Doyle a prophet or what? Shrinkage doesn't even begin to describe his performance in his NBA Finals. It really doesn't. I will see you on Saturday with the Saturday morning wake-up call. Certainly we'll talk about this series, game six, upcoming game six, also much, much more in the world of sports. Preakness, the final leg of the Belmont, the final leg of the Triple Crown, Animal Kingdom, and Shackleford try to break their tie. Talk some baseball as well, so we'll do that, and we'll be back Sunday evening with the post game edition of the Serial Club Review Game Six, and you can also check me out at Cinchcast.com. We're a little pregame. That's Cinchcast, CINCH, CAST. .com. You catch me there to be with a little pregame show. I'll put the link up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Have a great morning. Have a great Friday. I will see you Saturday morning on the next edition of Saturday Morning Wake Up Call. Take it easy.
Mm-hmm.